Do you believe this? Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, I tried to call you, but I couldn't get you.
Well, this has been a wild weekend.
Uh-huh.
It's been crazy.
The reason I was going to talk to you was about this article I saw in Southern Living about swapping plants in Jackson.
Oh, really?
They have this annual swapping plants day.
Well, first I got to keep mine alive so I can swap with somebody.
Well, I was just wondering about planting. You know, you have that hill that you need to plant flowers on. Did you ever get your flowers to grow on your hill?
No. Mostly I have too much shade,
mm-hmm.
or they're in, it seems like I don't have a happy medium. They're either too much shade or they're in the direct sun.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the last Saturday in June at Monell Gardens over in Jackson. You take a plant and you swap plants with people.
Huh. Well, they got some gorgeous plants over there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
Yes. When I was there, it was in March, and they hadn't quite started blooming. They say the azaleas, you know, are beautiful over there. But when the only times I've ever been, it was too early.
Oh, I think I went one time. It was later
mm-hmm.
in the year. Everything was blooming the time I went, and it's perfectly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's really something to see.
Well, now, I enjoyed going over there, even though the azaleas weren't blooming, but it's really pretty.
Yeah.
I like the duck pond.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
Did you see the gazebo they had out with the swings, with the wooden swings in it?
No, I don't remember seeing those. Have those been a recent addition?
No, it was old. It was like a summer house. It was not enclosed. And on three sides, it had these giant wooden swings.
I don't remember.
One, you know, on the back side and the two sides, they had this giant wooden swing. And you just stepped in and sat down.
It's a good thing I don't have one. I'd probably be outside all day.
It's really nice. It's really nice.
Yeah. Well, it's just really unique the way they have it set. Maybe that's what we should do is put flowers in our yard, and then we wouldn't have to cut grass.
That's an idea.
Yeah, they got it made.
I've already had to cut my yard already. this spring, I've already had to have it cut.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I have.
Go ahead.
I have an amaryllis bulb that someone from work gave me that I'm going to try to force, you know, put it in a pot and see if I can get it to bloom. I'm not sure it's going to work, though.
Well, I've wanted to plant some flowers, but our weather has been so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid if I tried to start planting something, I would get, of course, next weekend is Easter, so we're getting on the safe side.
Yeah.
I hadn't even put my plants out yet because of fear of something, because I opened the door this morning, and
it's
very nippy out there.
Yeah, I had to turn my floor furnace up. It's chilly this morning.
It's hard to believe it's supposed to get up to 70-something today.
Oh, it will. That's the only problem, though. Well, did you have any damage from the storm this weekend?
No, we had to stay over in Jackson because we had that thing at the Ag Center Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then Buddy had to go back to the shop Sunday, and we had to work over there, and we didn't get home till about 3:30 yesterday. But I woke up sometime during the night. It must have been after midnight. I woke up. I was so tired. It took a while for it to register with me that it was a funny noise, and it was hailing. Oh Lord! We got up and looked out, and it was the size of mothballs.
Well,
they were huge.
It was pretty bad here, and the civil defense sirens kept going off, and that makes it sound so much worse. You know, when you hear those horrible sirens.
Well, I got up twice, but we checked the car when we got up Sunday morning.
What did y'all sleep in the truck?
No, we got us a motel room over there and just stayed over there because it was so late when we got through. We had, like, when we walked in the room, we had, like, less than 45 minutes for both of us to shower and get dressed and get up to the Ag Center, where we had to go up to Red Hot and Blue to eat. And then we came back down to the Ag Center. And I'm telling you, we were running so fast and furious when we walked back in the room, it looked like a storm had gone through. We had stuff throwed and slung. It took me 30 minutes to get everything up.
What was going on at the Ag Center?
We had the Mississippi Country Western Dance Association, and I was going to be the instructor for the first 45 minutes to teach some dances, and we went over there for that.
Did you have anybody to teach?
Quite a few of them showed up, believe it or not, and we had two dances ready. We had about almost 20 people with us, and we lined up two dances, and they said, well, they said one, and I said, well, these people are supposed to be dancers, and I said, I figure they'll pick these dances up without any trouble. So luckily I had two of them together, so I taught two dances, and they learned them, and they were doing them, you know, when we left.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And, it was, Buddy was so tired. Buddy stayed over there Thursday night and Friday night. He didn't even get to come home. So I had to load the car up Saturday morning and take everything we needed. And it was late when we got through, and he said, I just don't think I can make it. So we just stayed over there and then had to go back to the shop. And then I was worried about our crew. We had a van load of them coming back. And I called Sunday morning, and I talked to Kathy, and she told me it had been a horrible night. They said a tornado touched down over around Edwards.
Yeah, well, there was a fog cloud over Redwood School. And, you know, my sister just lives a little bit from there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called her about 11, and she said, oh, yeah, that went over a while ago.
Well, they said they were in the van, and, you know, I don't know if you were out late enough because
Mm-mm.
it was like 11 something.
I was up, but I wasn't out.
The lightning was flashing,
mm-hmm.
and it was like it wasn't the zigzag.
It was ground to air, cloud to ground, yeah.
And
they kept
telling.
Mm-hmm.
The lady said they saw the funnel clouds.
Oh, really?
It scared them so bad they
didn't
know what to do. They said they kept watching it because the sky was lighting up, and they was looking up, and they said they saw it. They stopped someplace around Clinton to get some gas, and they said there was a fireman there in the fire truck, and he told them that they should just stay someplace and stay in shelter because one had been spotted in Edwards. And they said, if I was you, I wouldn't go to Vicksburg. And they said, well, you know, since we live in Vicksburg, that's where we need to go.
That's where we need, yeah.
So he told them that they shouldn't, so they opted to go ahead and start, and they started out, and they said they could see it.
There were two fronts coming in, one from moving southeast from Arkansas, and one coming straight across the river, like from Delhi. And the two fronts both went through Vicksburg, and they both, you know, were really bad. But the problem was they met at Clinton. That's what the Weather Channel, I mean, listen to the Weather Service. They sort of met at Clinton, and Clinton was where it was real even worse than at Vicksburg.
Well,
so if they stopped at Clinton,
well,
they stopped right in the middle of it.
Yeah, they said it was sort of at the beginning because it had been spotted in Edwards. So they said they just started driving. Karen was driving. And they said it rained so hard that they couldn't even see the road. She said they just creeping along.
Yeah.
And she said she wanted to stop under an overpass. And they said, no, no, don't stop. If there's a tornado, we don't want to be up under an overpass. And I said, well, lots of times, because I've had that to happen to me, I get out there and get on that open stretch. And they get so bad, and
there's nowhere to stop.
Yeah, you know, you go, well, do I turn around and try to go back, or, you know, am I going to be right in the middle of it trying to go back, and you're halfway to wherever you're going?
Well, from Clinton to Bolton, there's nothing.
I know.
I mean, there's not even an exit, hardly, to get off of the interstate.
Well, you know that the tornadoes are always moving to the east, so if you've been lucky enough to get by it, you would be on the other side of it and not directly in the path of it. And if you get out there, there's nothing you can do but keep going.
Well, it doesn't really matter where you are or what you're doing.
That's true. they kept on driving, and I asked them if they ran into any hail, and they said no, that they didn't run into any of that. But they said it took them, I think they didn't get into Vicksburg until like 12:15.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that was during a calm period because it was really bad at 11. And then around 1, it got bad again.
Well, they said they all got in and got home, and they said most of them told me yesterday at class, they told me that it started hailing, but they said all they had here was like little pea-sized hail. And I said, oh, no, it wasn't over there, because I thought about them driving into that, and I thought, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
You know, you can get your windshield busted and everything else driving.
My sister went through a hailstorm, and it looked like someone took a hammer and just beat her car.
That's what I'm afraid
of. What time have you got?
It's 7:12.
I'm going to have to go.
Okay.
Because I got to get ready for work.
Oh, don't we all?
But if you've got a Southern Living, look at it. It's got it's mostly about garden.
Uh-huh.
And it's got this wonderful article about this Louisiana garden down below the river. Let me see where it's at. The garden is below the levee. And it's beautiful.
Is it down off of 65?
Let me see. It might be. It's down below Baton Rouge, though.
Oh, it's
from it's
down.
Way down.
Okay.
It's at Port Allen.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's below New Orleans or if it's between New Orleans and Baton Rouge on the river. But it is a beautiful garden. It's called The Other Side of the Levees. It's the name of the article.
I'll have to check that one out.
Okay. It is absolutely beautiful what they did with this garden.
Well, I wish somebody would come do my yard.
Well, look, I'm going to have to go because I've got to run and get ready for work.
Okay.
And
Sounds fine.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, and I'll check on it. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.